whenever you concede four goals, there's going to be questions asked. And I think certainly defensively, for some of the goals, we made bad decisions and we didn't defend well enough. But like you say, I thought first half, if you're looking at the game as a whole, first half they struggled to get out their half. You know, I thought we dominated the game, got in good situations, could have and probably should have took the lead in the first half, didn't, which can come back and haunt you at this level. And then I think when they brought the big lad on at half time, we really struggled to adapt to that. I think the last goal really just added insult to injury. I think he had five shots at goal today and four of them ended up in the back of the net.
In terms of your attacking play today, were you pleased with that, but obviously frustrated with the missing of the chances you created?
Well, I'm pleased with the fact that we created so many chances, you know, because if we had the same ratio as them, I would imagine we would have more shots at goal than them. But if four out of five ends up in the back of the net, you'd go home saying it's a really good day. So the fact is, we missed gilt edge opportunities.
In terms of defensive play, your team are normally so they're really strong at the back, and you know, today, do you think, were you disappointed in the defensive display?
Yeah, I was. I said to them afterwards, individually, and I'm not going to go into individuals who I was talking about, but individually, that was some of the poorer performances I've seen for us since I've been here, which is extremely disappointing, because we're at sort of judgment time of the season now, where the performances we've put in to get ourselves to this point, we really need to continue and even go on another level for what we've delivered so far. So, but listen, I've been in this situation before. You know, in the two promotions that we've managed to achieve, we've lost games at crucial times in the season, and then what's happened is we've responded afterwards and came back even stronger. So, for us to have any hope of being in the contention for this season, we're going to have to do the same.
Your substitutes, you always want to have an impact, and certainly within a couple of minutes they did, both of them.
Yeah, which was pleasing. You know, I was conscious that Sean Maguire's done a lot of football recently after coming back from injury. He played for Ireland during the week as well. So we've got a big game on Monday, and I felt Louis needed a run. So come on, got his goal, DJ contributed to it. So at that stage, we're looking, thinking 2-1, we get the next goal, it's game on. You know, you could see they were a bit apprehensive. They sat a lot of bodies behind the ball. But we just didn't find that solution really to open them up.
You think they caught you cold with the change at half time? You know, in that first 5 or 10 minutes in that second period, they caught you a bit cold on the back foot?
No, they didn't catch us cold at all, because we knew the player was coming on. We discussed it, we spoke about how we were going to deal with it. We just didn't deal with it well enough. You know, the ball was coming straight down our throat. We didn't want our headers clean enough. And then when it did come into them, they took it in and we didn't get close enough to them. But if you look at the first goal itself, Shawnee goes to the ground far too easily. The ball comes across the box and we're not marking. The ball ends up in the back of the net. But we'll be disappointed, but we'll come again.
Still very much in this fight, and another game coming up on Monday. Is it good that you've got a quick turnaround? You can put this behind you and move on?
Yeah, I think so. I think when you've... That'd be a strange game for the players. You know, I've played in the games myself sometimes when you actually come away thinking, I played pretty well today, but we've lost 4-1. Do you know what I mean? So it'll be quite a strange feeling for some of them. But the fact is, we need to put it to bed. You know, when we win games and we play very well, we don't harp on about how well we played. What we do is we chalk it off and we think, done, let's move on to the next one. So we'll do the exact same here.
We focus on Derby County, and obviously this is a relentless league. There are lots and lots of teams up there and with a shout, so you're still battling away, but it's another massive game, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. And dependent on what the result's going to be later on this evening, and even, I think, one tomorrow, we're not really any worse off in terms of points, depending on what happens. So we just need to focus on trying to win games and play as well as we can, and that's what our focus is.